Do you ever worry that you're in danger of burnout? Many hardworking, ambitious people experience stress, which can become overwhelming and over time lead to a loss of motivation and productivity. But there are ways to protect yourself, according to Candy Weens, author of the new book, Burnout Immunity: How Emotional Intelligence Can Help You Build Resilience and Heal Your Relationship with Work. Candy is an executive coach, researcher, senior fellow at the University of Pennsylvania, and the director of the Penn Masters in Medical Education program. Here she is to share five of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Candy Weens, author of Burnout Immunity: How Emotional Intelligence Can Help You Build Resilience and Heal Your Relationship with Work. Before I share a few big ideas from the book, let me begin by sharing what led me to my research and why I decided to become a burnout expert. In 2011, I had a life-threatening wake-up call with stress and burnout. At the time, I was a management consultant, and like most people who experience high stress at work, I felt like burnout was an inevitable part of my success, something I would eventually need to go through in order to achieve my professional goals. It all came crashing down, though, when I went in for my annual physical exam. You know, the kind where you are in and out of your doctor's office in 20 minutes. She gives you an A+ and says, "See you again next year." Not this time, though. The nurse checked my blood pressure once, twice, a third, and then a fourth time. She stepped out of the room, and I did what most of us would do. I grabbed my phone and went right back to work. When the nurse came back with the doctor, it hit me that the news wasn't going to be good. It turns out that the work stress became so extreme that it caused me to have a hypertensive emergency with a blood pressure reading of 200 over 110. The doctor ordered me to bed rest, which I immediately resisted, of course. My first thought was, I can't miss work the next week. I have a big leadership development program to run. My second thought, which even then I recognized as unhealthy, thank goodness, I finally have a legitimate excuse to rest. After several months of recovery and spending time reflecting on my unhealthy relationship with work, I decided to enroll in a doctoral program at the University of Pennsylvania. I wanted to understand one big question. Why do some people get burned out and others don't? In every study I've read and every study I've conducted, there was always a group of people who, despite experiencing dangerous levels of stress, were not burned out. What was going on with these people? Had they hit some sort of genetic lottery that gifted them with stress-busting superpowers? Or did it have more to do with nurture? Who knows? Maybe they'd been raised by unusually cool-headed parents. Was it an acquired skill? Maybe they were Jedi-level meditators, capable of remaining unflappable even in chronically stressful environments. Whatever they had, where could I get some? Though most of the media coverage on burnout centers on its skyrocketing rates around the world, I became intensely curious about this virtually unknown group of leaders who seemed to be immune to burnout. If I could identify what made them different from others and what they shared in common, it might just hold the key for the rest of us to learn how to avoid burning out. Over the last 11 years, I've conducted hundreds of in-depth interviews with people who experience chronic stress at a 7 or above on a 10-point scale. That is severe, very severe, or worst possible levels of stress. They experience very high levels of chronic stress, but they are not burned out. So what do these resilient role models have in common? It turns out that the one thing those with burnout immunity shared was a high degree of emotional intelligence. I'm going to share with you five of the big ideas from my book. Big idea number one, use your awareness of your emotional response to stress. This includes taking a close look at how you typically respond to stress, what I call protective patterns, and how those are working for or against you. It also includes enhancing your awareness of how your emotions drive your thoughts and your behaviors when you're stressed. Greater awareness will enable you to learn several important things about yourself. For example, gaining a better understanding of what makes you tick. In other words, what motivates you? What really excites you about different aspects of your work? And what ticks you off? In other words, what triggers you? And why do those things trigger you? Awareness also includes learning about what makes you more sensitive to stress. What puts you over the tipping point from good stress that gives you energy and focus to bad stress that depletes and overwhelms you? Your protective patterns under stress, the impact you have on colleagues and culture when you're stressed, and what you can and what you can't control. Awareness is the foundation upon which all the other burnout immunity skills are built. Big idea number two. Use your regulation skills to manage your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors. Especially when we're stressed out, overwhelmed, or in a dysregulated state, our emotions can gain the upper hand and our thoughts can spiral out of control. And we all know what happens when we're in an agitated state. We often act in ways that aren't productive or are even downright harmful, which ends up stressing us and our colleagues out even more. Learning and applying self-regulation skills will help prevent you from succumbing to negative thoughts, unproductive emotions, and impulsive, unexamined behaviors that put you at risk of burnout and that can distract you from your vision of your ideal self. From my research, I found that people with burnout immunity use their regulation skills to stay in control of their emotions, even in the midst of high-stress situations. They do this by practicing three essential strategies. First, people with burnout immunity view stressors as problems that can be solved. That doesn't mean that they don't have an emotional response to stress, but they don't get hijacked by the emotions. They are able to effectively control their emotions and turn their attention to working their way through or around the stressor. People with burnout immunity also proactively manage their emotional investment in work. They don't get caught up in pleasing other people. They limit their time and interactions with coworkers who are energy vampires or who have a negative or cynical attitude about work. They enact firm boundaries around work, and they create and uphold emotional boundaries as well. They try not to take things too personally, and they proactively counteract negative emotional experiences with plenty of positive emotional experiences. Finally, people with burnout immunity practice adaptive emotional regulation. They are able to label and understand their emotions. They understand what triggers their emotional reaction to stress, as well as the underlying reasons for why they are triggered by certain things or people. And perhaps most important of all, they are able to tolerate negative emotions without reacting impulsively. Big idea number three, use your meaningful connections to stay grounded to what's most important to you. Connecting to people, places, and experiences that bring you joy and help you feel the most authentic version of you is one of the best antidotes to stress. And research shows that people who have meaningful connections of any type, with their personal or community relationships, their jobs or sense of mission, their goals or their hobbies and passion projects, they enjoy greater well-being, less stress, and are more physically and emotionally healthy. Big idea number four, apply the right mindset to achieve burnout immunity. Mindset has to do with our general beliefs and attitude about work, life, and everything in between. Think about this for a second. Do you come from a hopeful, optimistic orientation or a more negative and pessimistic one? Do you believe that the world is a place that is delightful, beautiful, safe, abundant, full of meaning, and capable of getting better? Or are you convinced that everything is going to hell in a handbasket? Research attests that people who have a positive, hopeful outlook and who believe they can affect positive change, even if their outer circumstances are very negative, are more resilient, less stressed, and they have better personal and professional relationships. In my own research, I've observed that the people with the strongest natural burnout immunity are those with the most positive outlooks, those who believe that stress can be enhancing, those who have a servant leadership mindset, and those who practice regular self-compassion. Big idea number five, healing from burnout requires what I call a 3RX prescription. The 3Rs stand for recover, reconnect, and reimagine, and it is a burnout immunity strategy unto itself. It's no surprise that people who engage in regular recovery from work stress lower their risk of burning out. And certainly, adequate recovery and healing time is needed most when we're in an active state of burnout. I still get the chills every time I remember the emergency medicine physician who once told me that her real healing journey didn't begin until she was able to leave the place that was making her sick. People who periodically take time to reconnect with their values and vision, especially when they're grappling with major stressors at work, such as a new role, a change in company culture, or a massive setback, are better equipped to avoid burnout. And finally, people who can reimagine a new way forward, whether that's after burnout has struck, or better yet, when they first notice stress escalating, are empowered to move beyond the stress they're currently feeling and tame the flames of burnout. Working on achieving burnout immunity is not easy work. I'll be the first to tell you that. It's especially hard if you're burned out or at high risk of burnout, or if you're engaging in a lot of deep self-reflection and perhaps facing some painful realities for the first time. But trust me, it is all worth it. I promise. Once I was able to break myself free from burnout using the strategies I learned from my research participants, I freed myself to focus on the good stuff, the stuff that makes life meaningful, joyful, and beautiful. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy the book and wish you the best as you build your burnout immunity.
Thank you, Candy. That was Candy Weens with 5 big ideas from Burnout Immunity: How Emotional Intelligence Can Help You Build Resilience and Heal Your Relationship with Work. You might also like our book bite for Never Not Working: Why the Always-On Culture is Bad for Business and How to Fix It by Melissa Clark. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.